same thing. That's just a new name they have.
You don't call them clapboards?
No.
Well, back to the car again. You might say there are many cars that I have
driven.
And on top of the house, there's a pointed where the chimney's on. Santa Claus lands on the on what?
The eave?
Or
what?
Where the shingles are on
the roof.
That's an interesting word with many pronunciations. Roof, roof, rough. Roof, you say. Well, the metal things that carry the water off the roof down.
Well, they're water spouts.
You would call them eaves trough.
Well, that's eaves troughs. That here's the idea. Yes, the eaves troughs, perhaps more correctly speaking than to that part on the eaves, but then the downspout.
Well, that's
a water spout.
You don't call them gutters.
Well, they are called gutters. Yes, that's quite a common word for those things.
The one you'd most likely use would be either eaves trough or water spouts. Water spout?
Well, eaves troughs, I think.
Troughs. Okay. We all have these. There's one we probably use more than another. I know what a gutter is, but I seldom use gutter.
I don't either.
Spouting or something like that. Do you ever have a little building attached to the back of the house where you store wood?
We haven't had, but I've known of them, and we used to have what we know as a woodshed out away from the house with a whisk. Uh-huh. We burned wood when I was a kid and never knew what it was to burn coal while I was practically grown up.
Do you have any difference between the ashes from wood? Did you call them a different kind of ashes than from the coal ashes?
Well, there's ashes and cinders. Coal ashes, wood ashes, there's a difference, of course, between them.
You wouldn't say white ashes or white ashes?
Well, no, I don't think that's ever been used much because wood ashes are lighter colored.
Now, this may sound like a funny question, but it has an interesting distribution in terms of the usage. Before plumbing came inside, they had another little house out in back. What was it called around here?
That was we used to call it a privy. I think that's in the dictionary, that word privy. Mm-hmm. I know it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, they call it everything, outhouses and all those things, you know.
And somebody asked you, did you hear the Christmas carol last December? And you say, yes, I have heard, or would you say, I have heard.
I have heard, yes.
I've heard it.
That past tense is heard.
Somebody asks you, did you do the work yet? And you say, no,
I didn't do the most common speech.
Haven't done it.
Haven't done it. Somebody says, does he do it? And you say, yes, he
did it.
Or does he do it? Yes,
well, yes, he does.
It's also interested in stress, intonation, and things like that. Well, a man who does a very sloppy piece of work, and the boss balls him out, and he says, well, doesn't make any difference to me what you say. I just don't.
No.
Don't
care.
So you might say that he care.
What do you mean?
No, I said I don't. Now we're talking about him now, and we might say to each other, well, one thing
he
about
he doesn't
one,
care.
Okay, just want to say use doesn't with it. Somebody.
Well,
asked,
that's proper.
Yeah. That would be natural. What I want.
But listen, it isn't as common to use as don't.
Admission. Somebody asked you if you bought your wife a birthday present yet, and you said, well, I haven't bought it, but I'm thinking about it, huh?
That's what I think we get sometimes. Oh, well, her birthday isn't here yet for quite a while.
You say, I've been thinking about it, or what? How would you say that, probably? I am.
Well, I have thought about it. Could be another.
You're using the word thinking.
Thinking.
I
am thinking or have been thinking. Either way.
Mm-hmm. You probably wouldn't say I've been thinking. I've been thinking.